Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello and welcome to Write It Up, a podcast all about the ins, outs, and in-betweens of self-publishing. I am P.E. Craven, or you can just call me Paige. And today we are talking about the resources for self-publishing. So this is a big list. I would not be surprised if this is one of our longer episodes. This also might be a list where you want to go back and re-listen with a pen and paper. I am going to try and list everything out in the show notes. So maybe have that pulled up as a reference as well. Like I said, I am P.E. Craven. I'm the author of the Round Leaper series. I also have a story up on Kindle Vella called Oak, if you are interested in reading that. But other than that, without further ado, welcome to the show. Okay, welcome. So a few things before we get into the bulk of the show. Quality and stuff might be a little different. I am playing around with the recording of these episodes. I'm trying some new equipment. I'm not 100% sure how I like it. So we're still playing around with it a little bit. So bear with me. I may go back to my old equipment because I think I might like that setup better. But a few things to kind of run through before we get into the nitty-gritty. Book Harvest tickets go on sale October 1st. So save the date. That event doesn't happen until October 2025, but they are already gearing up for October 2026. They're already getting their authors lined up for that next event. So if you are looking for something in the Chicago area, that's one you are definitely going to want to go to. The Villains and Vixens tickets are on sale now as well. Some of the tiers are selling out. So again, this is a lot of book convention news, but it's kind of the season for that. There's a lot of planning and pre-planning going on. So if you're thinking about going to Villains and Vixens, it's in Dallas-Fort Worth, September 2025. I will be there. A lot of other really cool authors and narrators will be there as well. So go check them out. It's put on by Good Girls Events, and they're doing such a good job of organizing that event. I'm very excited, really, for both of those events. It's going to be really incredible. I have some pre-orders available for RomanticyCon in Orlando coming this October 2024. So check out Beventi. They have my order form there. And I'm getting so excited. I don't know who all is going to RomanticyCon. Actually, I do know quite a few people who are going, both authors and readers. And it's really, I think this is going to be one of those big events that is going to be like the tickets to get. I think it's going to be on the same level as a PolyCon. So yeah, if you're going to RomanticyCon, I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be so fun. So yeah, I am going to be at the Authors Fair in Chattanooga. So if you are in the North Georgia, Eastern Tennessee area, there'll be a lot of local authors at that event. So I'm looking really forward to that. I think it's going to be a really great networking event, especially for us local authors here in Chattanooga. So that's what's going on with me. For those who don't know, I also write for Chattanooga City Lifestyle Magazine, and there's some really good articles that are coming up in that publication. So if you are a local listener, watcher, if you're watching on YouTube, go check out that magazine. They do have a digital version. There's some really, really fun stuff that's coming up. So go give him a look. Okay, so today's episode is, it really honestly is just a snowball avalanche of resources all in one place. So I'm kind of dumping a lot of information into this one episode. This will be one to star, to come back to, bookmark it somehow, download it, keep it close to you, because this is a lot of things that I have learned, things that I have been shared information with, and some of it is not what you would necessarily expect right off the bat. Some of the best resources that I've found are not like super academic, these like high caliber resources. They're as easy as Facebook. So I think you would be surprised to find where your most high value information is going to be. And most of your high value information is really going to come straight from the source. It's going to come straight from other authors who've been doing this for a long time, content creators, people in the industry who, you know the information from their own trial and error. And sometimes we just need the direct path to find that information. So that's what today's episode is all about, is giving you that direct pathway to those resources so that you can quickly find the information you're looking for. So I mentioned Facebook, and you know, Facebook can be such a hit or miss. And I will say, anytime you're going to Facebook for information or for help, you are going to have to go into it with the idea and with the clarity of mind, knowing that some of the people on there are just buttheads. There's gonna be, the majority of people are decent, right? But there's some people that are just buttheads, and they're going to be a butthead to you. And you just got to accept that as fact and consider the source when it comes across. If you ask a question and you have somebody who pops on and says, "Who would ask such a stupid question?" Okay. Well, if you went down that rabbit hole and checked out that person, probably they're not the sharpest crayon in the box either. So we're just going to let it roll off our back, right? We're not going to spend our energy on that, because we have energy that needs to be spent elsewhere. Now, that said, going back to it, there are a lot of really knowledgeable people who are willing to share their experience and their expertise freely on Facebook. They are just there for the community aspect, and they are excited about people learning and growing. And that is where we're going to lean in. That's the areas that we're going to lean in. So there's a few Facebook pages that I have found to be extremely helpful. There are others, but these are the ones that I find to be the most responsive and to, I would say, have a smaller ratio of buttheads to experts. So this is probably where I would start. One of the best Facebook pages is Female Writers Women Only. So that's the name of the Facebook page, and it is for women identifying writers only. So it is, you know, very focused on writing from a female lens, being supportive specifically for women writing in very female-heavy genres, but also just, it's just a really supportive group that's there to help others through the process. They have a lot of experts on there. That is actually where I found my editor, was through that Facebook group. It's really excellent, and they have a very strict policy on just being supportive and not just putting people down. The other really helpful Facebook page that I found is Supporting Beginner Writers. That's the name of the group. They are also very good, but I will say there are some, I'm going to call them old school authors who don't always have the same excitement about new trends. So again, that's one you're going to have to filter and consider the source when you get information back. That one especially is very anti-AI. So if you are going in there with advice about using AI, you're going to probably have a little bit more severe responses. So just take that in mind as well. Some other really excellent Facebook pages that I really enjoy. One of them is Author Events Around the World. That they have a great process for connecting authors with things like book conventions, signings, speaking events. They have a really easy to use Google document or a Google spreadsheet that has a list of events that are coming up for, like, I think they have them listed up through 2027, and they're highlighted if they're still looking for authors or narrators, links you right to the interest forms. So that's a really good one if you're trying to build your exposure after you have self-published. That's a great one to go to. The next Facebook page is a little bit specific, but I have seen people ask questions that go a little bit wider than the name suggests. It's called Ingram Spark Author Community. So that Facebook group is really designed specifically for authors who are publishing through Ingram Spark. They're the print press that helps distribute the books. Just like almost any large company, getting in touch with Ingram Spark themselves can be difficult. Getting any sort of customer service from them can be difficult. This Facebook group is really great for just asking a question. Hey, I'm running into this formatting problem. I keep getting this message. Does somebody have any tips for figuring that out? Or I'm just starting. I'm thinking about using this format. Does anybody have experience with that? They're really good about sharing their advice. Now, again, on the con side, you do have people in there who just want to complain all the time. And, you know, anything that you say, they're going to be Debbie Downers about it. But that's kind of what you get in a Facebook group. The majority of people, though, are willing to troubleshoot with you and share their experience. In a pinch, it's not a bad group to have just in your back pocket for those times when things go wrong. There's a few others, and I'm just going to barely mention them because they're not groups that I have spent a ton of time on, but I've, you know, dabbled in them a little bit, and they seem fine. One of them is Indie Writers Unite. It's okay, but again, that one can have a little bit of drama. So I would say, you know, just go check it out yourself and make your own opinion. And then another one is Fantasy and Sci-Fi Authors and Readers. That one is, again, just okay. It really leans more towards the sci-fi. I would also say a lot of the information on there leans a little bit heavier to the masculine perspective. So if you are somebody who is male identifying, if that is you, that might be a better support group than the Female Writers Women Only author group. Another one, once you have published or you are in the, like, final stages and you're getting your ARC readers, There's a Facebook group called Fantasy Arc and Beta Readers. So that's really specific for fantasy. I have seen people get Arc readers for their sci-fi books through that group as well. But that's a pretty decent Facebook page for finding ARC readers. Now, there are some others. There was a Facebook group called Book Talk Baddies that was really excellent. They were very supportive of indie authors, but that group is not active anymore. So potentially later down the road, they may unarchive that group, but that was excellent Facebook group as far as like a group that supports indie authors. There are some other book talk themed Facebook groups that say that they support indie authors, but they discourage any sort of self-promotion. So that can get a little tricky because you do want to find places where you can openly promote your work. And the problem with finding a Facebook page like that is they change really often. So a lot of times they'll change their rules here and there, or they have specific days where you can do it. And it can get a little tricky on trying to keep all of that straight. So just keep that in mind when you're looking. Really pay attention to whether or not they allow self-promotion. Another really good resource is called Indie Authors Ascending, and it's on Discord. They have excellent threads on just informative material for indie authors. It's a very supportive group. There's lots of Discord users on that page that really invest themselves in building a strong community, offering as much information as they can, being helpful when they can, or linking in somebody else when they personally don't have an answer or don't have the resources to give. So that's an excellent Discord page if you are on Discord. I don't really use Discord that much. I've been a little bit apprehensive to get into it because there's already just so many communication channels already. So if anybody does use that, I would love to know what you think and maybe give us some insight into like what are the best parts of that Discord channel. Okay, there is a book called The Creative Pen. It is by Joanna Penn, and she also has a website. One of the things she has done is she has created a blueprint for self-publishing. So it's got a checklist that you can go through and you can mark off the tasks that you have done. It gives you a nice big picture, small picture look at the things that should happen to have a successful self-publishing launch. It has excellent reviews. There's a lot of authors, indie authors, that recommend using her resources. So she is an excellent one to look at. Again, that's The Creative Pen by Joanna Penn. There is a podcast called the Indie Author Podcast. What's really nice about that podcast is they bring in a lot of guests, and those guests share their experience. And that the richness of the guests and their experiences that they bring in is, first off, I would say it's a pretty diverse cast of guests as far as genres, experiences, styles of writing. And by that, I don't mean like the style of the writing, but the style in which they write, the way that they organize their time. So there's a lot of different perspectives that I find to be really helpful because they do take into account that there's a lot of, you have plenty of people who are working full-time and writing in their spare time, people who are kind of part-time working and then writing part-time, then some that are full-time. So they do a really good job of diversifying the type of guests that they bring on to their show. Now, if you're looking for a podcast, I think hands down the best podcast for self-publishing is the Spa Girls podcast. So that's Spa, S-P-A, all in caps. They are excellent, and they have a deep catalog of episodes that run the gamut from just, you know, who they are, how they self-published, what they're up to, what are the trends in self-publishing, to how to market your book. One of my favorite episodes of theirs is Why Your Book Is Not Selling. But they also have a really excellent episode up that's kind of recent about using Kindle Unlimited data. How to use keywords effectively in Kindle Unlimited to really maximize the keyword and the category functions in Kindle Unlimited. Really fascinating stuff, and they go really in depth. And what's really nice is that group of authors who produce this podcast, they are very experienced. They know the field, and they can tell you everything, just about everything you need to know about the field. So for a podcast, I would definitely go give Spa Girls podcast a follow and listen. I'm not affiliated with them in any way. They don't even know I exist, but I have really enjoyed their show for quite a while. Okay, here's a really excellent resource, and it's through Instagram. I don't think they have a TikTok, but they do have a private Facebook page as well. It's called Quill and Cup, and it's a social group for writers. I believe it's all women, but you would need to fact check me on that. It does require a membership, but they are very supportive. It's just this great social group that just comes in and supports each other. They do writing sprints and retreats. So they do gatherings where they just hang out and write. They have some workshops that they do. They offer coaching. They will help you find an editor, kind of run through the obstacles when it comes time to actually print your manuscript. It's a really, I would say, I guess it's not that much different than other social groups, but the feeling of the group itself feels much more supportive in a very open way. There's very little judgment in like how much work you get done and like how successful you are. It's really focused on the community aspect of being an author and going through the process together. So again, that's called Quill and Cup. I had the opportunity to do a few writing sprints with them. Really excellent, very, very cool experience. So I would go give them a look. And Ania is the, I think, operator of the group. And she is really just a lovely person, and would be happy to talk to anybody that wants to drop her a line. Next resource is writershelpingwriters.net. Now, if you need a one-stop shop, that's what I'm trying to say, a one-stop shop that has just about anything and everything that you're going to need, then writershelpingwriters.net is going to be it. They have pages and pages and pages of resources going from books to blogs, workshops, software. They just got the list of everything. It can be a little overwhelming, So before I go to writers helping writers, I find it to be helpful to know what it is I'm looking for. Either I'm looking for a resource for editing. I'm looking for a resource for marketing. I have a very specific need in mind, and that helps me kind of wade through all of the material because they have just about everything there. So go in with a focus that's going to help you with that resource quite a lot. Another one that I found to be kind of interesting, and some people are going to find this helpful, and then some people are going to skip right through this, but it's lit charts, and they are all online. I do believe they have some paper resources that you can purchase, but we used this at teaching ELA. They have really cool interactive charts, so online charts of, you know, different literary devices, different terminology, some literary history, infographics for specific authors or specific pieces of writing. If you are a visual learner, this resource is probably going to be game changing for you. They do a really excellent job of getting in there and creating visually pleasing and easy to understand infographics. So if you are, you know, maybe you don't feel as confident about literary devices or using, you know, certain writing tools, lit charts is going to help you get through the material and figure out what it is that you are trying to do. So that's a great one. Really excellent for visual learners. Another one, this one has been around forever. So, you know, you already know about this resource, but it cannot be undersold. Pinterest is a great place to go to really help create your vision boards, to help set the stage for your stories. But also, it is a great place to also put your website. If you have a blog, you can use Pinterest as a marketing tool as a self-published author. And if you link it in with your business or with your author website, it's an excellent way to just increase the different pathways that readers or potential readers can find you. So don't overlook Pinterest, especially if you are somebody who struggles with describing. If you have a visual in front of you, then a lot of times it's going to be a little easier for you to build that vivid imagery in your writing. So don't sleep on Pinterest. You know, I know we all had a Pinterest board back in the early 2000. So, you know, reopen it, go take a look, build out your vision boards, and, you know, keep your Pinterest updated because it's going to help you in the long run. A new one that several authors are using and enjoying is Scrivener. They brand themselves as an all-in-one story building tool, a writing tool. They've got space for you to actually do your writing. They have a space for storyboards, for plotting, for helping with your formatting, to insert artwork into your writing. The plotting tool helps make sure that you are following some sort of plot format. It helps you keep all of your characters in order. I would say if you are somebody who likes to annotate books, if you are somebody who, you know, like, had your binder always like super organized in school, this is probably going to be a tool that you like. There's a lot to the platform. I am not using it because for me, it's too much. Like, there's too much to learn about it. So depending on your style of working and writing, it either is going to be something you like really, really love or something that you don't love quite so much. Or you might not just have a need for it. And that's okay. not every tool is going to be for everybody. There's another resource by the Novel Factory, which is, they're a website that have different tools and stuff for, but their PDF is called The Ultimate Character Questionnaire. And I really like that questionnaire. It is really similar to something I already use, but if you don't have something like this already available to you, this is a great place to go. So again, it's by the Novel Factory. It's called The Ultimate Character Questionnaire. It's set up in like a worksheet style with spaces for you to build parts of your story. So they have a character worksheet where you're going to go through and you're going to answer questions about who is the character? What do they look like? What do they want? What do they need? Where are they going? Where are they coming from? What is their fatal flaw? It gets all into those questions. So you have a full backstory of this character and you are really familiar with the character before you start writing it. Sometimes even it's helpful to go and do it in the middle of writing so that you can see, you know, maybe there's some gaps that you're missing in this character. I think having something like that is a great exercise for anybody of any level of writing, whether you are a beginner or you have been writing for 20 years. Having something to help you build your characters, your plot, and your world is a tool that I don't think you should be skipping. It's just good for you. It's good as a writer. That is available as a PDF. They have on the Novel Factory, they have some paid PDF products, but they also have some that are free. So you'll just need to go through and look. But I would say every product that I have looked at by the Novel Factory has been worthwhile. There's some really good information there. Okay, so that was a lot. That was a lot of resources. And that doesn't even cover all of them, right? There's loads of books that you can read to help you through the writing process. There's loads of books that's going to help you with the marketing. I have found, though, more often than not, in the self-publishing journey, you are faced with a dilemma, and in the moment, you need something to help with. So my first go-to would probably be looking at Writers Helping Writers, one of those Facebook pages, because you're going to get a response kind of quick. And then, you know, if you are looking for a social group, that Quill and Cup group is going to be really critical because they've got, you know, people who are just starting to people who have been in this business for a while. So that kind of goes back to what we talked about before in one of our previous episodes about building a circle. You want to build a circle around you that's going to be supportive. Well, these resources are going to be part of that circle if you do that. You're going to meet people on Facebook that are going to be able to help you, on Instagram that are going to be able to help you. If you, you know, join a social group for writers, that's going to be a circle that's going to be there that can help you in your time of need. So another thing, I want to end here with one last tip. Some of these resources are not going to be for you. Don't be afraid to keep it simple. For example, Scrivener is not a tool I think I will ever use because it just doesn't fit with my work style. I have things organized in another way that just makes sense for my brain. It's easy for me to find. I'm very familiar with the platforms and the software that I use. So for me, I don't feel the need to go and find that. So don't feel pressured to use a resource just because somebody else is using it. It's okay to stay simple. You know, if working on Word works for you, then keep doing that. You don't necessarily need a ton of tools. You don't need a lot of fancy things in order to go through this process. I would say the one thing that you definitely need, you need access to somebody who has done it before, and that's really about it, and a place to write. Those are the two things you need. And if you have those, then, you know, your experience might be different than somebody else, but you're still plenty capable of producing a great story and a great product without a ton of resources. So use what you think is going to be helpful for you. Try out a bunch of things. Don't be afraid to try something new and then evaluate it. See what worked and what didn't work. All right, so I'm going to make sure I go back and put all of this information in the show notes. I'll try to post the links as well so that you have direct access to a lot of these resources. If you know of something that I didn't say that you are like, oh no, every self-publisher should know about this, then drop it in the comments, especially if you're watching on YouTube. Let me know what I missed so we can build a whole big old list for all of the self-publishing authors out there. All right, so I will see you guys next week. Our next episode will drop next week. And don't forget to drop me a comment if you've got more tips and tricks for me. I'll see you guys around. Thanks.